Okay, so how is the Romance Years different from the other full-length albums that you've put out?
Well, there's a lot of big changes that happened, right? So, in 2009, our rhythm section quit the band due to difficulties that we were having with our management and label, and you know, extensive touring, and I mean, it was, you know, it was just one thing that added on to another, and so with them leaving the band, Brian Olson and myself, Trigg, we had been the main songwriters since the very beginning. Not that the Cans hadn't added anything, of course, like arrangements, accompaniments. It was a group effort, but Brian and I were the main core songwriters. And so when they left, we thought about holding auditions to have people join us. And we actually auditioned one drummer right in the very beginning. And then Brian and myself pulled back and were like, no, you know what? Let's just write this record. Let's write this record. Let's record this record. Let's do it our way, because we know what we want. We know how to write. We've had it for 7 years at this point. Let's just do it our way. And our buddy Mike Caviezel, who had helped us with some pre-pro, he was kind of like the fifth Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
He had joined the picture as a songwriter with us this time. Before, what we had done is we had written songs, and he helped us with our pre-production, refining those songs and making them, you know, what we felt was better. But this time, he entered it as one of the main songwriters. And so we spent over a year writing and recording the album in his studio. And what that ended up happening is it went from kind of an idea of how we were just going to write a regular rock record into the entire sound evolving quite a bit, but not too far away from the evolution of the last record, Sifting Through the Wreckage, from the record prior, which is covered in Scar.